Okay, great. My name is Joel Summers, as was just said. I'm going to be talking about our project I'm working on with Paul Barford and Mike Blodgett at the University of Wisconsin and with Mark Crivella at Boston University on developing a system for instrumentation and measurement for Gini. For any kind of experimental test bed, be it large or small, the ability to measure aspects of the experiments being run in that test bed is of critical importance. That's certainly true for the LHC, and it's no less true for Gini, certainly. The wide range of the kinds of experiments that can be envisioned for Gini, they certainly call for having the ability to collect as much data as possible to understand how experiments run, whether they're successful or not, and to really evaluate, to fully evaluate an experiment being run in Gini. Third part of motivation for what we're doing is that for what we consider to be important for a system to collect measurement data in Gini, we don't know of an existing off-the-shelf system that does all of those things. And so the main motivation of our project is to develop a system that enables measurement for experimenters in Gini and to stitch together existing components and to develop new components to do all of that. So then the main objectives for what we're trying to do is to first develop a measurement system that can be widely deployed and can be applicable for quite a range of experiments. In particular, we're interested in developing a prototype system based on the GIMS specification. Second of all, we're going to develop a repository system to store data that is collected in Gini, and I'll describe a little more about what our plans are for these two systems. Once we have some systems initially developed, our plan is to deploy them first in a controlled test bed, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, and then to make some wider deployment in the context of a particular control framework. So where we exist in the overall schema of things is we're in the Proto-Gini cluster, and cluster C, if you don't know names, then so that's where we are. And so our initial focus certainly will be within the context of working with the Proto-Gini. The great thing is that for those of you who are familiar with the Wisconsin Advanced Internet Lab, or WALE, a version of EmuLab is already running in WALE. And so the transition to be able to integrate with the Proto-Gini framework will be rather natural. So that's a really great thing. So the basic approach of what we're going to do is first, we're at the stage right now of developing the requirements and the design specifications for the measurement system and for the repository. The next step will be to actually build these systems, to build a measurement device that's based on a commodity host and with a programmable network interface that can be used to at least initially passively collect data about experiments. By programmable network interface, you can think of that, if you want to tie that to a specific device, as a DAG card. For those of you who don't know what a DAG card is, these are high-performance devices that can be used for highly accurate passive collection of packet data. Another piece of the pie will be to develop the storage system, as I already mentioned, and there'll be some limited local store, some scratch space on each one of the measurement systems that gets deployed for initial processing of the data before it gets shipped off to a repository. I'll describe a little more about that in a second. And like I said, the initial target will be to deploy it in Whale and get it working there before making wider deployments in perhaps NLR or Internet 2. So the sort of general design of what we're going for is, first off, the blue box there is basically this measurement device that I'm talking about. And that conceptually lives in the measurement plane. The programmable NIC is this high-performance device that will be able to passively collect packet data and will be connected to the experiment plane via an optical splitter or some other kind of passive tap. Initially, our focus is entirely on passive measurements, though eventually you could also imagine this programmable NIC being connected to either a switch or a router and to be used for injecting probe traffic for active measurement. Also in the measurement host, like I said, will be some local storage for staging and for processing of data before it's shipped off to the data repository. And of course, will be connected in some way to the control plane so that users can specify when they want data to be collected and for the measurement system to be able to interact with the user in order to tell them where the data is existing, where they can get it. Another view of sort of that flow of a user coming along and getting, asking for measurement data and getting it is shown in this picture. So you can imagine a user coming along through, say, the Protogenie framework, building their topology, specifying on particular links where they want packets to be collected, assuming that we have measurement devices connected to those links. And so once that slice gets created, some sort of context will be passed to the measurement system. So you can think of that as credentials and some information that can be used to identify the slice so that we can pick out the traffic associated with that user's slice. Once we get that request, some storage will have to be allocated and some kind of filter will have to be generated to be able to pick out the traffic for a given slice. And also some sort of storage handle, some way for the user to access the data, that information will also will be passed back to the user. As the user's conducting his or her experiment, packets will be collected and stored on the local scratch system, and some transformation applied to those packets. So perhaps anonymization or other kinds of aggregation, such as constructing flow records out of the packet traces. And then those data will be stored in the repository. Once a user is finished with their experiment and they're ready to blow away any resources that they had requested, that storage can be deallocated, and then any kind of other state that's stored in the measurement system can be freed up. So there are a number of challenges for a project, and these are just three of many that you could imagine and that we are thinking of. First is just the ability to coordinate an active slice and be able to associate a slice with particular data that a user is interested in. Balancing privacy and acceptable use policies at different locations will be a huge challenge going forward, and that's something that we are highly aware of. And being able to provide a flexible interface for users is going to be really important so that people actually use the system and are able to get useful information out of the system. That's another big challenge. So there's a lot of work that we're building on. Certainly Mark and Paul have tremendous amount of experience in network measurement. I'm really the newcomer. There's a large body of knowledge that's been built up through the experiments experience of developing Whale and all the infrastructure involved in Whale. And again, there's a version of Emulab essentially running in Whale, which does give us a leg up in being able to work with and integrate with the Protogini framework. When we get to the issue of trying to enable active measurement, there's some work that Paul and I did a little over a year ago that we'll be building on, and there's a reference to it there. It appeared in the Internet Measurement Conference last year. And there's, of course, a tremendous body of work that others have done. PacketD and NetraMet are just two specific projects, but there are certainly many others, ScriptRoute being the first one that comes to mind, many other projects. And so we'll be certainly leveraging a lot of this great work that's already been done. Because Whale does have this Emulab connection already, the initial integration work we expect to be fairly low overhead, and at least initially just deploying in Whale, we'll be able to monitor and test the entire interaction, which is ideal. And our initial target certainly is still Protogini, but our intent is to be able to connect to other control frameworks to make this system more widely useful for the various control framework clusters in Genie. As I mentioned earlier, some of the actions that this system will have to initiate on behalf of control framework and on behalf of the user will be certainly to instantiate different filters and to be able to pick out the traffic and process it in some useful way, anonymization, other sorts of aggregation. And another action, another area that we'll have to integrate with the control framework will be in providing the storage handle for a user when they want to get at their data. The basic timeline we're looking at is for the first year to develop the specifications and get an initial prototype working just in the context of Whale, so in a fairly tame, controlled environment. And again, our initial focus is on passive measurement. Once we have it working in Whale, our intent is to deploy in a limited setting in either NLR or in Internet2 and integrate with Protogini so that experimenters can actually get access to the system. And as we gain more experience with it and with requirements of users as it gets used, then we'll certainly be expanding the functionality and broadening the deployment as the years unfold. So I think that's actually all I have. So I'd be happy to take any questions or give the rest of my time to anybody else. Thank you.
Time for a question?
Sure.
So I admit some ignorance of the measurement type of systems, but I'm curious, one of the big problems I've had in the past for measurement systems is kind of remembering which experimental configuration corresponded to what measurement data set and make that usable after a year or so that you don't just have the equivalent of output of a random bit generator sitting on disks in there. What's the plan for either user annotation and automatic gathering of as much metadata as you can possibly lay your hand on?
That's a great question. So metadata is certainly a really critical issue. I don't know. Is it still? Okay. Certainly there's an opportunity to have automatic annotation of data as it's collected, and we're still in the design phase of figuring out what or and how that will be stored. But yes, certainly automatic metadata, and it seems reasonable to allow a user to have some other specific metadata that they want associated as well. Yeah.
And that goes along, and again, kind of a theme that I, John and I talked about a little bit, is one of the items that would be nice if we could agree within the Gini context and possibly beyond on at least a outline of a standard for markup so that there can be plotting routines, archiving routines, the usual kind of infrastructure that emerges as opposed to having to convert and remember, obviously, it was the whale project that did this, and so on. So is there any effort of having at least an informal schema, say, for the metadata as well as for the packet capture, whatever you're capturing itself? Is that, I may have missed it. Is it like in TCP dump format? Is there some standard format that I can feed into other things?
We have not fully specified those details yet. I think it certainly makes sense to discuss reasonable formats and reasonable structure for data with, say, the other repositories that are out there in the community already. So the DATCAT project comes to mind, and CRAWDAD,
exactly.
These other kinds of projects. So we'll certainly take the lead from how those projects have their experiences in providing useful data and useful metadata for users.
I see it as a prime role of these type of meetings is to exactly facilitate, since we have a document production mechanisms, which these other projects don't necessarily have, is in a more long-term institutional memory, I see that as a prime charge that this group and others should take on.
Thanks for that, yeah.
I'm sorry. So you mentioned privacy policy. This isn't just for you, but are there plans to have sort of a privacy policy on, so users can specify what parts of the data they want protected and not observed? Or is it, this can be very complicated. And you said you were aware of it, which is great, but.
I don't know if we've really fleshed out how that is going to work, because it'd be one thing for us to specify a policy, but that may not coincide with where a specific device is deployed. And
right.
So the specific deployment location will, there likely will be some policy associated with some location. Sure.
Yeah. Take this as an advertisement for your opt-in working group.
David Irwin.